here on the Growmark media tour. We're getting to know some of the people and places in Growmark, the Growmark system. And one of those people is with me right now. And Shelly, introduce yourself, please.
Shelly Cruz, Vice President of Retail and Acquisitions for Growmark.
Now, tell us about what you do. What is your job?
I work a lot with our retail divisions, which are member cooperatives that have actually merged into Growmark. So they service all of the retail business that they would have normally serviced as member cooperatives in that geography. And that is seven of those retail divisions. There's three of those located in Iowa. There's one in Illinois, two in Wisconsin, and one in Ontario, Canada. And then the other portion of my responsibilities involve our acquisitions, our growth, market development area, which is joint ventures, acquisitions, any kind of business combination that we continue to look at for growth, for increasing profitability, that is through our wholesale area, which is more of the corporate side of Growmark, our retail divisions, and as well through our member cooperatives.
Well, it seems like Growmark is constantly growing. Tell us about some of the recent acquisitions.
Okay. Some of the most recent ones have been very focused on agronomy, adding fertilizer storage. We purchased four of the CF Industries agronomy terminals that are located in Albany, Illinois, near St. Louis, Bus and Spur, Mapleton or Peoria area, and then Cincinnati, Ohio. We have a joint venture there with Bunge that we purchased the CF terminal there. We also purchased Seneca Terminal, which is in Seneca, Illinois, and is also agronomy storage facility. So adding around 250,000 tons of additional storage for fertilizers in with those additional agronomy terminals. We've continued to focus. We have East Liverpool, Ohio is another location where we added another agronomy facility that's also a terminal type facility that is adding to what we already have there. So very focused on in adding storage for agronomy. We have added in the past some seed, a seed company in Indiana. We've had the opportunity to add energy, refined fuels. We did a couple acquisitions in the last year or so that we partnered with eight different members and worked through that acquisition, added about 14 million gallons of refined fuels with one of those acquisitions, and about 20 million gallons refined fuels that we worked with two members at that time on that acquisition. So those have been some of the real recent ones.
Well, this kind of diversification that Growmark has is really a great benefit when you have a downturn in the economy like we just had, and it's a great benefit for your members then, right?
Yes, actually, the economy, being in the ag industry, we haven't probably felt the impact of the economy as other consumer-type products would have. Obviously, continuing to feed the world is crucial, and with our ag industry, that we have continued to grow. We've had the opportunity, because of our strong balance sheet, to be able to take on some of the acquisitions, which has helped really during this economic downturn to continue to build our business. And those opportunities have paid off very well for us. We do continue to look at making sure that whatever we pursue, whether it's a joint venture, acquisition, some type of partnership, an LLC, however that is formed, whatever that opportunity is, that it's going to generate a positive return, and we have a certain hurdle rate that we will benchmark that to as we look at assumptions to be able to move forward with that opportunity.
I know you said you've been with the Growmark system for quite some time. What did you say,
28 years.
Now, really, the Growmark system had pretty humble beginnings. Tell us a little bit about that, how much it's grown in the time you've been with the system.
Okay. In 28 years, it certainly has changed a lot, but I think I would step back in the last decade and say the bulk of that change has occurred. Certainly, we were growing and doing a lot of positive things prior to that, but if I step back in just the last decade, I feel that we've really focused on targeting opportunities, working very closely with members, developing some new models, legal structure models that have aided us to be able to go to business in a whole different fashion as far as being even more of a seamless system. As members have merged into GrowMark and the retail divisions have been developed, that has allowed us to find new and better ways to market, to become more efficient, to really go to the marketplace as one.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. You're on the GrowMark Media Day Tour. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.